You're listening to SBS News.
After 3 years in the political wilderness, Barnaby Joyce has resurrected his political career. Emerging to face the media in the House of Representatives courtyard, Mr. Joyce was thankful to have been handed another opportunity by his party room.
I'd like to say to my colleagues how humbled I am that the task going ahead, first and foremost, is to make ourselves a team that is formidable for the next election. No one person makes the decision. It's a democratic decision. And nothing's a certainty. And you don't have the minds of other people. And I'm sure that's the question that you're going to be asking about, you know, the circumstances.
It was only the night before that Nationals MPs like Matt Canavan returned to Canberra. They all played down reports of a party room mutiny to play out at some point in the week ahead.
Look, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, there's a lot of speculation out there, but that seems to be driven by some panicky supporters of Michael McCormack. Look, obviously, the acting PM didn't perform to rave reviews last week, and maybe that's just driven a lot of the speculation, but I don't think anything's going to happen. I mean, I don't think things have much changed from last year.
Even on the morning of the spill, Barnaby Joyce said it would not happen.
There's no prospect of a spill at this point in time. So there's no one. So I'll let that issue arise.
But the prospect was very real. By midday, Chief Nationals Whip Damien Drum had an announcement to make. Michael McCormack, who until last week was the acting Prime Minister of Australia, had been toppled by his party.
National Party room meeting this morning. There was a spill motion put forward. Spill motion was carried. We had an election and Barnaby Joyce has been elected leader of the National Party at a federal level.
News broke over the weekend that a spill motion could be moved as early as Monday. As the whirlwind of speculation intensified, Mr. McCormack remained hopeful he had enough support. Some colleagues like Mr. Canavan and Mr. Joyce have been openly critical of their leader, raising concerns over his recent performance as acting Prime Minister in parliamentary question time.
Well, I do believe I've done the very best I can do, and I don't think that the party was actually dissatisfied with my performance. Some others wanted their job back, and that drove them for 3 years.
That thinly veiled swipe at the newly elected leader raises questions about the future of the National Party. Mr. Joyce comes with his own controversy, forced to resign in 2018 following revelations of an extramarital affair and a claim of sexual harassment, which he strongly denies.
I acknowledge my faults and I resigned as I should and I did. Hopefully one learns from their mistakes and makes a better person of themselves.
Also touted as a potential candidate, David Littleproud has instead remained in the position of deputy leader.
But today we now have to draw a line in the sand and get on with the job. It's as simple as that. We need to come together and unify, doing the things that we do best, which is looking after regional Australians. They've had enough kick in the guts. It's time now to help them out of the fires, the droughts, the cyclones, and get them back up and going.
This all unfolded as the Prime Minister watched on from self-quarantine, just a stone's throw away at the lodge.
I want to place on record my deep appreciation to the current Deputy Prime Minister. He and I have enjoyed a close and strong bond, leading two great parties together as part of a strong coalition.
And despite losing the top job, Mr. McCormack still technically kept the responsibility of running question time as Parliament returned to sit for the final week. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese pulled no punches after the news broke.
If the Morrison-McCormack government was going so well, why have you been replaced?
It's been a bit of a tough day for me, but I've still got a job. There are many Australians out there who are doing it far tougher.
The change in leadership highlighted the discord within the coalition on climate change after Australia was pushed at the G7 to adopt a tougher approach on carbon emissions. Greens leader Adam Bandt pointed out that the Nationals are overwhelmingly opposed to adopting a net zero target by 2050.
The competition that just took place inside the Nationals was about who loves coal the most. And Michael McCormack said he loved coal the most and Barnaby Joyce says he loves coal the most. So when that's the kind of choice that's on offer for people, for the second most senior position in the government, then it's not much of a choice at all.
While Scott Morrison has been hinting the government could make a renewed pledge by the end of the year, Mr. McCormack's departure means that prospect is now more uncertain than ever. As for the outgoing National Party leader's future...
Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? Okay, sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. Future's not ours to see. I'm quoting Doris Day. Now I've got to go. See ya. All the best.
Tysock Husey, SBS News.